The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. My co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. We're looking forward to a nice 2 hours together.
We are.
Otto is from the New Hyde Park Advisory and actually the first member almost, right, of Project Independence?
Pretty early, I would say, right at the beginning, yeah.
And Project Independence, for people listening, is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Under Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Commissioner Kimberly Galante, Project Independence provides programs and services designed to assist and support our older town residents who want to live at home. And that's from anything. Transportation for shopping, for medical, social work services, very minor in-home repairs. The most important way to figure out what Project Independence is call 311 and ask your question. I think there's over a million calls have come in since they started the 311. Mm-hmm. Ask the question. If we can help you, we'll send you in the direction to get some help. And what we're going to be doing now, we have a wonderful segment coming up. I Do Memoirs of Marriage, which is a wonderful book with both co-authors are with us today, Giselle Wolf-Klein and Barbara Vogel, who are the authors of this book. And actually, we were just talking prior to it, the amount of time that went into it. We're just going to be asking questions. But first of all, welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And I want you to tell us about the book.
Well, the book is really a compilation written by our patients. Both Barbara and I, work for the North Shore LIJ Geriatric Faculty Practice. Our offices are in Great Neck. And we have had the privilege of caring for many, many older adults who come to us with whatever ails them at the time, but also share with us the stories of their lives. And Barbara and I, over time, were really awed by the extraordinary stories, particularly when it relates to couples who've been married over 50 years, who have struggled with all the issues that life throws at you, and who are still married and still happy that they are married and have they made their marriage a success story. Barbara, would you say that this is the most striking part of what we do together in the outpatient program?
Absolutely. I think Dr. Wolf-Klein and I are always humbled by the stories that we hear of love and devotion and tenacity and supporting each other come what may in our latter years. I distinctly remember the day that we decided to do this project. We had just seen a Mr. and a Mrs. in an exam room, and Mrs. said to us, "It was love at first sight. We passed each other on the stairwell at City College. Our eyes met, and we knew we were meant to be together forever." And I looked at Giselle and I said, how many times are we going to hear this kind of thing and not keep record of it, mm-hmm. or acknowledge it? Or it was awesome. And we've heard it so many times. And again, people who support each other and love each other through catastrophic illnesses and leaving or walking away or not taking care, never an option.
Just, you were saying you were sitting with a couple. Is that because you're treating a couple, or you were treating the husband or the wife and they were listening attentively as to what is going on? Just so we know also what you guys are doing.
Yes, of course. We treat patients who come to us for medical reasons.
Okay.
Those could be acute problems. They can be chronic problems. They may want a consultation. They may want primary care. We're there to render care. In our population, and the average age in my practice is 90.
The average age is 90.
I see on any given day many, many patients, 95, 96, 97. I sometimes see youngsters in their early 80s, but it's very rare.
The kids.
So my practice is 90. So it's not unusual for those patients to come with family members.
Okay.
And the family members may be a spouse, it may be a child, it may be a caregiver, a professional caregiver. It can be anybody.
Okay.
So we were struck, Barbara and I, by the stories specifically with the spouses that would be accompanying the patient, and the incredible bond that was formed over 50 years. And that was for sure stronger now, 50 years later, than it was when that first love, that first glance appeared.
Okay, I'll go along with that. I think this is my opinion, and not as time goes on, there's so many other things that attract you in the beginning that fail. Not fail. They're no longer there. It's just the two souls together. Well, it might fail too, but I'm not talking about that. That you really just become two people. It's amazing.
I think the other part that Dr. Wolf Klein and I were trying to maybe present with the book is in my peers, the children of the mm-hmm. patients that we treat, or the grandchildren. There seems to be more of a tendency when the going gets tough, the tough get going. The divorce rate is climbing. I think part of our goal was to provide somewhat of a roadmap, as we called it in the book,
okay.
For the younger generations who think that they're the only ones that have to deal with these terrible problems in their lives. And again, when the going gets tough, sometimes we throw the baby out with the bathwater,
right, I understand that,
and
right.
walk away. Again, this was never, ever, ever a consideration for any of these couples, nor for many of our patients and their loved ones. A different level of commitment, a different sensibility. I'm not sure what it is, but there is definitely a difference.
You know, love to me is a very complex word. Somewhere in one of your notes here, it talks about madly in love. Madly in love is maybe where you start, mm-hmm. all right? But then I think after that, there's lots of good days and bad days. And I've heard younger people say, we split up because the bells and whistles weren't going off anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, reality is the bells and whistles don't go off as time marches on. I mean, that's, I think, the real world.
You're
it's a different
right.
kind of love.
You're yes. so right, Otto. And if I can just expand a little bit on what you said, because that's really the core of the book. What we heard were people who faced challenges, and challenges that somehow we probably have difficulty even imagining. I'm talking about younger generation. We're talking about war. We're talking about depression. We're talking about major illness. We're talking about all kinds of conditions that fortunately may have disappeared a little bit from the immediate screen now. And we asked the authors, the authors who collaborated, who contributed to the book, had to be willing to be very open about the challenge that they encountered and what they did when the bells and whistles were no longer there. Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with you, Otto. They fell in love. They're very clear. They remember that day like it was yesterday. But then were all the challenges. And what is it that you did, and how did you overcome, and why did you overcome these challenges? Why didn't you give up? That's what the book is all about.
Yeah, I think the mind has a way that if you were with somebody when you were younger, you still kind of have that vision of that person being younger. You mm-hmm. have at least that vision in your head.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are meeting people when they're older, yeah. that's what they are. They're older. Yeah. But it's like old friends and people who you were in love with yeah. when you were very young. Yeah. You still have this vision, even though, you may be looking through some really bad glasses, but you still have that vision of the fact that they did look like yeah. that at one time.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of keeps the motor running, if you will. You
yes.
know, it's very complicated stuff.
I'm not saying there's an answer for this question. In the groups, okay, that you interviewed for this book, and you're picking the best stories, which is a perfect, is there, what percentage of people just stayed together, though? I mean, like, see, I'm a pro-divorce person, because you shouldn't go through life unless you have that love. And unfortunately, you could remarry at the age of 50, and that was the love you should have been with.
Correct.
But then there's somebody who's 90 that stuck it out for the sake of stuck it out, but really sacrificed a great deal and said, here it is, it's 90, mm-hmm. what did I do? You know.
It's an excellent question. I think you're absolutely right. Life is a very, very complex situation, mm-hmm. and it's meant for only very courageous and very determined people. So we determined to look at the stories of people who, for whatever reason, were able to stick through 50 years of marriage and were willing to tell us that it was a success. So the parameters okay. of this book were successful stories.
Perfect. Okay.
So
okay.
we determined to talk to people who had successful stories to tell us about. And the premise was, tell us the challenges that you encountered and how you didn't give up when you were 30 years old or 40 years old or 50 years old, when you found that your husband was cheating on you. We have a case
tremendous.
Like that.
Okay, that's
when you found out
that makes the book even more powerful.
Yes. When you found out that your husband was an alcoholic.
Okay.
When you found out that you both had to face the death of a child and you might be holding each other responsible for this, et cetera, et cetera. So those were the chapters. So when you read the book, you'll notice we did ask the question of all of our authors, are you glad that you are still together, or is it something that you regret today? And they had to be honest about this.
Well, you said cheating. I think that would be one of the biggest things to me in a long-term situation is trust. Mm-hmm. And when that trust is broken, I believe that cheating would probably be one of the more difficult things to contend with, you know, as opposed to illness or whatever. That would be hard.
Of course it would be hard, and that's exactly where we wanted to go. So you'll find in a couple of these chapters authors who talk very openly about the day they found out
right.
that the trust had been broken. So, of course, they had a perfectly good reason to decide to terminate the marriage. Why did they not, and how do they feel about the decision 50 years later?
Right.
That's important. Okay, I just keep
guys
going, but that's very
important.
Qualified
for your book. And that I like to say I was married 64 years, all right?
Yeah.
My first wife and I were married 17 years, and she died. And my wife's first husband and her were married 10 years, uh-huh. and we're now married 37 years. So if you add that all up, it comes out to 64 years.
So Odo, I just want to say...
And a blended family to compound the issue.
Lovely, but you definitely would not have been a candidate because we wanted 50 years continuous. However... We do have somebody, one of the author, the last author,
yes.
actually, who fits your profile
That's
exactly.
That's where I was going next, Robert and Cindy.
That's exactly right. So Robert and Cindy, the last chapter, they were married for 50 years. She died. It was extremely traumatic for Robert. We were there with him through the end. We went to the funeral. We were with Robert. And then, as Robert sat Shiva, he was of a Jewish faith, a woman stopped by to give her condolence. She knew Cindy. She had actually been an actress on the acting scene with Cindy. And Robert vaguely remembered her. And they connected. And they've now been together 13 years.
Yeah.
So he took...
Together as married or just together as...
Together as partners.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
They made a partnership.
Right, that's
thing.
Fine.
So, yes, together, living as man and
okay.
wife. And... It's extraordinary to read Bob's testimony to this. First of all, his love story is amazing in itself. He met Cindy on the corner of a street in Manhattan. He was crossing the street, and she was waiting there. And it turns out that they were going to the Catskills. He was leaving the next day or 2 days later, and she was there just, you know, having fun. And they met, they chatted in the bus, and that was that. And he talks about the most torrid weekend you can think of, and with everything you want to think about, 2 days, and then he left for India.
For how long?
About 6 months. And when he came back, he came with an engagement ring, and they got married. They never left each other. They were as different from background, everything, religion, everything that you can think of. They lived together. They had an amazing, very open relationship, by the way. Absolutely loved each other. I had the privilege of caring for her, so I knew Bob very well. And I knew Cindy very well. And then one day, this lady appears on the scene.
Hmm.
And they have an extraordinary partnership. We know both of them very well. They always attend our meetings. And they talk very openly about the ability of having a second relationship, which he hopes would last another 50 years. You know, that is as fulfilling as the first one was.
Wow. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. We're with Dr. Wolf Klein and Barbara Vogel. We'll be right back.